Well, good morning, and thank God for this day and that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. It's good to be up and ready to kind of talk this morning about so many things. Having coffee with Jesus this morning, and make sure you get your coffee mug out. And you know, we have on our coffee mug Jesus and coffee. We do have that available on our links. But anyway, just want to say good morning to you. The scripture lets us know this morning that that in Psalms 63 that we should seek the Lord early, and that's what we're doing. It says, "Oh God, I seek you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you, and in dry and thirsty lands where there is no water. So I looked for you in the sanctuary and found him in the power, and strength." And that's good. Good morning. It is 7:11 a.m. and I got a chance to actually sleep in. Yeah, I do sleep in sometimes, and we get a chance to sleep in because it is actually snowing today. There are snow showers happening here in Oklahoma at 22 degrees, and there are snow showers. And guess what? Next week is going to be like 70 or 80 degrees. I don't believe that they can really control the weather because, again, you can't change the seasons. You can artificially control anything, but you can't really make the change that they want to make. So yeah, maybe they might be playing games with the weather. I'm just saying. Some people don't believe anything I'm saying at all, but that's okay. Hopefully this just talk would be just about Jesus. Let's thank him today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything, waking us up this morning, giving us the activity of our limbs, blessing us over the years, and keeping us, God, even unto this point in time. Father, even though sometimes our bodies racking in pain, you give us relief, and we know that, God, it comes from you. All good and perfect gifts come from above, and we thank you for it. Want to praise you for the day and ask you for your tremendous blessing today, all day long, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we thank God this morning for you. Let's see who's here. Roll call. Amen. Barbara Lynch is here. Marilyn Jacobs is here. Brother and sister in Jesus and Christ is here. Etha is here. God bless you. Beautiful moderator and Riri Disciple Yah. Beautiful moderator here. John Gonzalez is here. Thank you, John, for showing up. Oh, there's beautiful moderator another. Justine, God bless you. And good morning in Ohio. I think it's Ohio, I think. Is it cold there? Anyway, let's see. Incadencia Diaz, I think that's what it was. Good morning. Yes. Lord, thank you for your blessing, patience and love that I don't deserve. Amen to that. And God bless you. And let's see, Squirrel is here. Cayman is here. Dave is here. And somebody said that Jesus Freak Computer Geek was stopped in, stopped by. God bless you, brother. Hopefully that broadcast and everything is going well for you. Get over there and check his channel out. He sits around and talks about the Lord. He's a good man, man of God. Sharing message. Not entirely true, you say, Vincent Rose. Why do you think I made a parody about we're not talking about the weather, right? Eddie, Joe Rogan podcast with Alex Jones, cuz Joe. I don't know. Kicks plug, good morning. And Peter Roach, good morning. And all of you who are out there just showing up, good morning to you. Wanted to talk about, are we in a movie? Because everything I'm seeing around us is just unbelievable. except for some of the deals that's being made. But this whole thing about justice for Juicy, Jussie Smollett. Oh boy, how he's been picked on and played and all of this kind of stuff. It's just unbelievable how the news media is spinning this, you know, is allowing this to happen. How the court system is so unfair, right? Because they're giving this man 150 days in jail for lying and lying to court and perjuring himself and all of the things that he did. He doesn't deserve to go to jail, right? Excuse me for slurping. Somebody made the statement that you know, and I was watching one of my all-time favorite YouTubers. For some reason, and I do know why, he came out and he said, yeah, justice for Juicy, and he was all for it too. That Jussie Smollett shouldn't go to jail because he's he's a good guy, right? And then now he's being prosecuted. And what was it? What did he do? Supposedly, now this is what I've come to understand is that he said that he was beat up by two white supremacists who were wearing Trump hats, and then that it turns out that he hired some people, and they weren't even white; they were black, two black people, to say to beat him up or whatever, and he lied about how he had been attacked by Trump supporters, something like that. Anyway, now he went to court, of course, and said that all of this stuff happened. Now they have lowered the hammer on him and said that basically he was a liar and they're going to put him in jail for 150 days for that. 150 days. So the truth is out there, right? And let's see. Hate crime hoaxer. Disgraced actor Jussie Smollett has been sentenced on Thursday to 150 days in Cook County Jail. 30 months of probation, paid a restitution of $120,000, whatever, and so, and a fine of $25,000. Now remember that this guy is an actor, right? So, of course, he's interested in politics. He couldn't be interested in acting. It says the actor repeatedly shouted, "I am innocent and I am not suicidal," as he was hauled off to jail. Wild moment. After getting sentenced 150 days, what does 150 days mean, really, in Illuminati language? Oh, no, it couldn't be. Jussie Smollett maintains that he is innocent and repeats how he is not suicidal. Okay, here comes his great acting moment. I am not suicidal. I am innocent and I'm not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. Okay.
Do you have any questions?
I am innocent, and I am not suicidal. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of black Americans in this country for over 400 years, and the fears of the LGBTQ community. Your Honor, I respect you, and I respect the jury, but I did not do this, and I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself, and you must all know that. I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision. Jail time. I am not suicidal.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Okay, so now All right, this probably will be taken down by YouTube. Just thinking about this, and I'm just kind of like thinking, what might happen? You know, just as we're thinking about it, to him when he's in prison. It would really be wow for him to go to prison, and when he's in prison, something happens where there is Jesse Smollett was found in his prison, in his cell, unresponsive, and the coroner ruled it suicide. Would that be something? And then what would be the result? Oh, the protest, the looting, the bank robbing, the burning houses and destroying so we can build back better, because the justice system is so crooked. But remember that, again, what was Jesse supposed to have done? He's supposed to hire two, there were two guys that were hired. I think they were Africans or something like that. It slipped in my thoughts pattern here, but let's see. Jesse Smollett, two Africans. Let's see if their pictures pop up. He had hired some African. They had some guys for the crime hoax, right? That's what it was. And I don't know. I don't see it here. Let's just search in the images and look over here in the images and see if we see it. I don't know where to find it anyway. Here they are. Are these the guys? I don't know. Two guys, Nigerian. Yeah, they were Nigerian brothers, told police they were approached by Jesse, right? And then, of course, their chests have to look like this because, of course, Jesse, you know what about him. He has to actually go and get the most fittest of men, because they're men. So anyway, law enforcement source have revealed the Chicago police say that new evidence suggests that Jesse Smollett paid two men to orchestrate his hate crime assault. CNN reports, which CNN probably did run with the story, right? Meanwhile, a separate report of the USA Today reveals that the two Nigerian brothers who were arrested Wednesday, February 13th, as potential suspects in the case, and do not ask me to pronounce these names, Asulidoro, and, well, you know, I'm not making fun of Nigerians, though. But anyway, it is funny that he, out of all the people to play white supremacist, he hires two Africans, which is unbelievable. Told investigators of the Empire actor, which again, he played a member of the LGBT community. He was one of the gay actors, right? I think that's what he was. I never watched Empire, so I don't know. I think he was acting as the gay actor. Paid for them to stage his attack on him, and his brother were released without charges. The brothers were released without charges after Chicago police discovered new evidence and are now cooperating fully with the law enforcement, sources say. Smollett told police that he was attacked early morning hours in January 29th by two masked men who punched him and called him racist, gay slurs, right? So he's going to be the persecuted gay man that's persecuted, and that's the role, right? So he's persecuted, he's going to be persecuted, and possibly if he is suicided in prison, then there's going to be a big outcry from the communities creating more division, right? That's my thought. It could be, it could not be. Like I said, one of my favorite YouTubers, who is really not my favorite YouTuber anymore, he actually has flipped the coin on this whole thing. He changed, and you know, his channel, of course, is monetized. And all of the things that he's saying is that, yeah, it's all racist, right? And, you know, I don't know how he changed from being conservative to this broad liberal that he is. But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, you know, you got to follow the money. When you follow the money, when people follow money, they're going to just say anything. Do not trust them if there's money involved. Let me just say that again. Do not trust people when there's money involved in this whole situation. If there's big money to be made. I'm not talking about donations, you guys. You give a donation here and there. Yeah, thank God for that. But I'm talking about big money. These people are making big money off of this stuff. Millions. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's money to be had on social media and YouTube and being an influencer. All you have to do is go along with the program and say what they want you to say. If you say what they want you to say, you do what they want you to do, you're always going to be taken care of. So that's the way it works. You know, yeah, they can off you. But, you know, bottom line, he finds these two guys, right? These two African bodybuilders, because obviously they're bodybuilders, these Nigerian bodybuilders, and he gets them to play white supremacists, put Trump hats on and beat him up or something like that, and then call them racial slurs and that thing. He goes in there and he goes and tells the police that this stuff happened to him. And voila, the police go, the knee-jerk reaction, the community, LGBTQ community and black community go wild. They follow him. They hate Trump and all of this stuff. At the same time, then he turns around and now he's found that he's a liar, which is really a twist in the story, right? Because you don't expect any justice to come out of the world right now, because the way it is right now, we have something happening that is even bigger than this, and nobody's doing anything about it, right? So there are so many other crimes being committed. But then they put this in front of us, and then all of a sudden we get this thing here with a national case, this making a national case for Jesse. Jesse's going to go to jail for 150 days. And that sounds crazy because, you know, what did he get, 150? Then, I don't know. Smollett body grabs, throw a reporter to the ground, and Smollett approaches the courthouse for his sentencing. Yeah. And then he's the persecuted black LGBT community representative who's actually afraid that if he goes into jail, there he's going to be suicided there. And he's telling us before time that if he goes to jail, then he has not suicided himself. Okay? So I don't know how many of you guys can actually read between the lines, but I'm saying something to you that you should be quite obvious. Is any of this real, or are we watching a movie? Then we have this other story over here, and I wanted to go to this story because I think it's kind of related. Let's check this out.
Need help is very difficult for us to talk about.
I have witnessed so much discrimination against black people.
When they see you coming, they start shooting. We are stuck here in case we cannot go anywhere because the roads have been blocked. Even people.
Okay, so during wartime right now, the roads are blocked in Ukraine, and there are thousands of Africans that are trying to make their exit out of Ukraine. And supposedly, from what I understand, they can't get out of Ukraine because there is racial discrimination against black people in Ukraine. during this war.
We need help. It's very difficult for us to talk about.
I have witnessed so much discrimination against black people.
When they see you coming, they start shooting. We are stuck here in Quezon. We cannot go anywhere because the roads have been blocked.
The irony here in this particular story is that he's with his white wife and his mixed children, which, you know, that is a wonderful thing, right? I'm all for anybody enjoying and being happy with the person that they love, right? And there is that. But the point that they're making is that the reason he is not able to leave Ukraine is because he is being racially discriminated against. That's the point that they're making in this particular segment. And as you look at this, you got to wonder about BBC and some of the news sources that we hear and we see, you know. And that's the thing that I'm saying here. As we look at this, we got to also be aware that there is a possibility. I don't know, for real propaganda here. And the Bible does say that Russia will actually invade. The bear will rise up and then rise up against Israel. And so we could be seeing that very soon happening. I'm not really sure, but here's another report here now. This is strange. African fighters prepare to join Russian troops in Ukraine. African fighters prepare to join Russian troops in Ukraine. Is that something? So this is another story that we have all these racial issues coming up. And the point that I'm saying is that race is such a divisive and powerful tool to use to bring up when it comes down to anything that is explosive. If you want to add some extra power to your tool of manipulation in the mind, bring up race, right? Because once you bring up race, once race comes into it, everybody goes bananas. You know, you just can't make a suggestion. Like right now, there probably are people on my YouTube channel right now very angry that I may bring in any of this up, right? But once you bring race into it, it becomes such a hot powder keg of just explosive, nonsensical arguments, not well thought out. You know what I mean? We divide over the race issue, right? And we shouldn't divide over any of this. We should be, the only division there should be is between us and the world. Jesus said he came to bring a sword. That's to slice us from the world, right? To make a separation between Christ followers and the world followers. But as we look at this whole situation, we can see that the devil is using race as a tool. So it says the fighters in Central African Republic have pledged alliance to the Kremlin, and they say are preparing to enter the war in Ukraine. A group of 10 heavily armed soldiers appearing in the video are saying that they would soon be joining Russian brothers on the front lines to bring peace and order. Could be true. President Putin has also given the green light to bring thousands of volunteers from the Middle East. And at a meeting in the morning, the Russian defense minister, whoever this guy's name is, said that there would be 16,000 volunteers in the Middle East who are ready to fight with Russian-backed forces in a breakaway at Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. So this is some of the things that we're being told. And possibly this is very true because, I mean, you know, propaganda is very powerful. People go to war for various reasons. They feel like, you know, that they've got a dog in the fight and they want to get involved. But to me, it just looks like what Scripture is saying, that, you know, in Scripture, we are the Lord is really reminding us that at the end times, there is going to be so much deception, so great deception, that, you know, we are not going to know which is up, which way is up, which way is down. Daniel chapter 25, that says that, you know, the Antichrist will create policies, but through deceit, you know, through all sorts of deception. You know, we're living in that time, end times. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 4 through 5, let no man deceive you, for there be false many come in his name and deceive many. There will be false Christ arise, false prophets, and shall show you great signs and wonders, if it were possible, can deceive you. This is the whole idea behind this. Even the Garden of Eden, you know, when in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were deceived by, you know, the things that they were told by Satan, you know, and Satan deceived them. Eve was beguiled. She was deceived. So, you know, the word guile means to have deceit in your mouth. And so Eve was beguiled. The word guile, that's what it means. It has nothing to do with sex. Eve was not sexually molested by the snake. No, she was beguiled because Jesus said, again, I think he was talking to one of his disciples. And he said, you are a man of which there is no guile in your mouth, right? And I don't know whether it was Thomas or who it was. I'm a little curious about that. Yeah, I know. I remember Jesus saying that. It's Nathaniel. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Nathaniel. When Jesus saw Nathaniel approaching him, he said, basically, you're a man of no deceit. Or the King James word says no guile, right? And the word guile in the Bible is found in the book of book of Genesis. Satan, or the serpent, beguiled Eve, right? And that's what that is there. And let's see here, that's 2 Corinthians 11:3. Let's see here. And she was, scripture says that here she was corrupted because of the subtlety of the serpent. I fear lest then men's the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. I fear lest by any means, as serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And so I think the Corinthians were going through a issue of work salvation, and Christ is simple. To believe in Jesus Christ is all you need to do to be saved. And of course, they went through during that particular time. They were tempted to actually go and be circumcised and do all of these other things, the ritualistic washing their hands and certain dietary laws. So Paul was making sure that they didn't go back into that type of stuff or be beguiled into actually doing that, because Christ believing just the gospel is simple, right? All you have to do is just believe on Jesus Christ. Whosoever believes in his name shall be saved. And that's just as simple as that. But again, there are many deceivers out there, and that's the point that I'm making. You know, the word guile is where we are right now. We are in a season of liars. You know, people just lie. And that's what movie actors do. Obviously, they need an actor to play this role. And somebody significant enough that, you know, he was on one of the popular black television shows. And he's popular enough that, you know, they're sitting up there representing this actor. And then he stands up and pulls his mask down, which, of course, is almost like, what is that? When we're looking at this whole thing, I want you to think about this. What is that right there? It's the elephant in the room. That's what they call it. The elephant in the room is that he's sitting there with all of this mask on his face. And all of his attorneys and representatives and probably the courtroom and probably the cameraman has no mask on at all. That to me is, I don't know, weird. But, you know, do you notice that when people want to make a point, all of a sudden all the masks come out, right? And that's the way it is. And then there was another one too. And that was just recently. The story that came out of the $12,000 withdrawal from another actor, our producer, and was arrested. Let's see if I can get that pulled up, because I just saw this one here and I thought, are they starting something? There it is right there. Yeah, this one here, Black Panther director falsely accused of robbing a place because he went into the bank to withdraw $12,000. And when he went into the bank to withdraw $12,000, because he had a mask on, had his head covered, and the lady didn't verify who he was, that he was, I don't know, some famous director. And she was taken back by the amount of $12,000. And he handed it to her in a note, right? He handed it to a note and also handed it to her in a, there was a deposit slip that he gave to with a note written on it. He wanted to get $12,000 out before they say before. This is the way the story went. They say before they could identify who he was or anything like that, they went and they called the police. The police came in and they drew gun on him. And then they arrested him falsely, but he is the director of the Black Panthers. And he was arrested at an Atlanta bank. And the reason, of course, they arrested him is because he was suspicious looking as a black man. So, okay, there we have it. So we have all of these different racial things happening in the news right now. Distraction, distraction, distraction. And at the scriptures, at the scripture level, the basic level of what scripture is teaching us is that the Antichrist will gain control over the world through deceit, through guile. He will gain control, change policies, change laws. He will prosper through cunning. That's what it says, through his craft, through his craftiness. He will prosper through his craftiness, right? And he will destroy the old order and raise up a new order for himself. I'm just saying. I don't know if any of this, what I'm saying, is true. And I need to qualify that by letting you know. But again, when you bring up anything having to do with black or white, boy, you can get people just so angry. That's my thought on it, young people. So, this is my thought. Oh, man. Just thought, are we living in a movie or not? Richard Stonemason, what are you saying? Not a Freemason. People on black, people on white, we are various shades, brown, dependent. Well, yeah, but you know, the term black and white, Black Lives Matter, all of that is how they gain footage. Okay, so I need to be able to at least identify what I'm talking about, because if I don't say it like that, then you know, you won't know what I'm talking about. The point that I'm making is that they are gaining ground with using this politically charged issue, right? And they're, yeah, everybody has a different shade to them. There are no real black, white people, but there are various shades. I agree with you on that. But the big point that I'm making about this whole thing is that when we say the words have significance and meaning to many people, and it becomes almost so unreasonable that even to bring up the issue just turns people off. It's a trigger word. It's triggering people, and you know, you'll trigger people. I might say something, and you know, people just get so triggered by the issue of black and white. You know, that's the whole thing. And I agree, we're all children of God, and I'm not saying anything different than that, you know. And our wrestle is, we wrestle not against flesh and blood or skin color, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of the dark world, right? We know that. But again, getting back to what I'm saying, it seems like a movie. It just seems like a movie, because all of the things that are happening now, right now, are finding the center of the universe right now in this war and racism, right? And that's what these are the thoughts that they want us to focus on and center on. And as we look at this, the most significant thing about all of this is that they are hiring actors. Or at least seems like they're hiring actors, or that it's really just happening to actors, because this stuff could be happening otherwise, but it just seems like it's happening to actors. And all of the social media now is pushing the agenda. And if you can believe anything, I mean, you know, believe what you know. All of us out there, I feel like most of the people that's on this channel are people who are looking at one another as human beings. But what is being played out in the media is not the same. The thoughts, the things that they play out in the media make it seem like we're at odds with one another and there's a war going on between people and skin color and all of the divisiveness. Even in the LGBT community, they make a big issue out of LGBTQ and all this stuff. I don't really have a problem with that group of people. But they make it into an issue. And then again, when Jesse Smollett stood up and he represented the LGBT community. I mean, that's what he stood up in the courtroom and said, look, I have one thing to say, that if something happens to me in the prison, I am not suicidal. I am not suicidal. I am representing the LGBTQ, ABCD community, and I just want you to know, this is not about my suicide. And I'm thinking, what in the world? How did this even come up? But this is what was said, right? Okay, and there he is with the religion, the sign of his religion on his face, which is the face, a diaper, and there he is with that thing on. Notice.
I am not suicidal. I am innocent, and I am not suicidal. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of Black Americans in this country for over 400 years, and the fears of the LGBTQ community. Your Honor.
Okay, so there it is. It's the fears of Black Americans for 400 years and the fears of the LGBT community. If I did this, the reason I did it is because I stuck my fist in the fears of the Black community for 400 years. Black people have been afraid, and the fears of the LGBT community, he stuck his fist in their face. And I mean, I guess they have a lady here with her hair cut like a man, and she's standing behind him, and they're the representatives are of this whole thing. These people have their heads down because I guess they know what was getting ready to happen, and nobody's asking them to sit down.
I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this.
I'm not really sure whether that's what kind of thing, what was going on with this. But anyway, the point that I'm saying is that
not suicidal. And if anything,
the purpose of television today is not to report the truth. The purpose of television is to get you to believe the narrative, right? Just my thoughts. And again, if the video for some reason gets pulled down, then you know, right? Then you will know what I'm saying. You know, that's whenever I do videos like this and whenever I talk like this, again, the video gets pulled down. It gets pulled down. And so if this video gets pulled down, then check me out on another channel, right? And then if that channel gets shut down, check me out on another 6 channels that I have that you don't know about, but they are here. But again, it's really theatrical. Yeah, you're right, Rachel Everson. And so, yeah, tell live vision, right? Setsuna, right. And so, now here's the thing. You guys who are with me, just try going out and telling somebody about this whole thing. Just go out and tell them, and when you tell them, watch what happens. It's so funny how people just get so quiet. They just get quiet when you bring the truth out, or you bring out what you're a different perspective, right? You say something really off the wall, like, I don't believe that this really happened. Why don't you believe it really happened? Or try telling somebody that I don't really watch TV. You don't watch TV. What planet are you from? Just try telling people any of those particular things. They will immediately ostracize you and make you seem like you are nuts. Because they, that's the way it is, right? We would just come to your church. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but you know, again, as we look at this, the world is full of deceit. Be not conformed to the ways of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If Christ has done anything at all, Christ ought to wake you up to the truth that everything we see is not true. Everything that we hear is not true. And that these people generally have an agenda behind what they are doing, what they are trying to tell us. Nothing really makes it to the major news sources unless it's been contaminated. And Jesus said that years ago when he was talking to the disciples, he was telling them to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees, because the Pharisees were telling part truths. They were putting truth out there, but they were also mixing the truth with their own doctrine. And he said, make sure that you watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. Because again, the Pharisees are out there in this world, and they have an interest in keeping us in the box that they put us in and controlling us and our thought patterns. And that's why they come to us like thought police. They don't want you to have independent thinking. No independent thinking allowed. But Tina Goldsmith says that they have been programming people with race issues for years, and it's working. Yeah, it is working. You know, ever since I was been watching Good Times, I used to hate Good Times, but they would show that on TV, and every time you'd watch Good Times, it was always, excuse my language, damn baby, I just lost my job. Why did you lose your job? Because I was the only black man on the job, and they, whatever. It just was, you know, we the first ones to be fired and the last ones to be hired or something like that. And they would constantly push this stuff to you. And you got to watch this stuff on TV. But see, I didn't grow up like that. I grew up in a moderately middle income family with a father and a mother. I did not grow up in a broken home. So my perspective is going to be totally different. And neither does my child. My child didn't grow up in a broken home. And, you know, I hope my children's children don't grow up in a broken home if the Lord delays his coming. But the point that I'm making to you is that, again, they portray their stuff constantly on TV. It's unbelievable. Yep. Anyway, guys, I got to get out of here. And it's been wonderful, lovely. Like I said, we are having snow day today. And it's been really great, yeah. But anyway, if this broadcast meant anything to you at all, remember, it's listener supported. You guys have the freedom to help out anytime you want to. Drop a little donation in the coffee can, and let's keep things going around here. Put a little gas in the tank and move on down the road. And it's just been a blessing to be with you guys. You know, keep Jesus close and trust him, because he'll get us out of here and he's going to get us home. Remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world and the truth shall set you free. God bless.